When you owner finance something that already has a note on it, like a mortgage on it, that's called a wrap. You're wrapping the original loan, the note, with a new note. So that's the strategy. It's just a owner finance wrap.
If you're a residential real estate agent earning $200,000 a year and you want to grow your passive income, this show's for you. Learn the secrets other agents use and hear from experts in our field in order to guide you along your journey to investing in assets like apartment communities so that you can turn your commissions into cash flow. I'm Randall McLeard. Let's go, baby.
All right. All right. Welcome back. I'm your host, Randall McLeard. It's great to have you today. I am excited to talk about a hypothetical. We'll call it hypothetical right now. A scenario in which a fund can help either an investor that you're working with or a specific strategy that you may see in a certain space. So I was having lunch with a friend of mine recently, and he was telling me about a strategy that he's using. And I'm going to go through it right now so that if you are looking for something to do or you have an investor that you know that's doing this, maybe you can duplicate exactly what kind of I discussed with him. So he is going out and he's acquiring these single family houses at scale. He's going to go out and buy, you know, 3, 4, 5 a month, as many as he can. Doesn't rent them out. He's going to fix them up, get them to where they're in working order, all in, you know, in the San Antonio market, you know, $125,000 all in cost, right? So you need a solid, steady stream of incoming deals in order to do this strategy. And he has that. And so he's going to take these houses down and then he goes, refinances them after he fixes them up because he's buying them with hard money or paying cash or something. And he wants to pull his capital out so he can get that capital, put it back to work. Once he closes on those things, rehabs them, he goes and refinances them. So from that scenario, then he goes and he wraps that loan. And so this strategy is somewhat complex. He's a sophisticated real estate guy. He's been doing it for a long time. And once he wraps those loans, and what that means, I guess, let me explain what that is. So he has a mortgage on the property. Say he's in that mortgage after fees and everything. His cost was $125 to get into the deal on the front end. And then he has to refinance. So add those fees into it. It's $140,000 all in, because the fees can get significant when you're talking some of these deals and the types of loans he's getting. So he's in for $140,000. And then the resale, he's going to owner finance. So when you owner finance something that already has a note on it, like a mortgage on it, that's called a wrap. You're wrapping the original loan with a new note. Okay. So that's the strategy. It's just a owner finance wrap. And then he's taking a spread. So if he's selling it for higher than the $140,000 loan that he's got, then he's taking whatever the spread on the payments are on a monthly basis, because one, he's going to charge a higher interest rate and he's going to sell it for more. So there's a spread that he's getting on the cash flow plus an equity spread that he's getting long term. He'll realize that. So it's a great strategy. Done it many times in the past myself, not at scale, not like he's doing. They've been very good deals. What I found was always challenging about them, and having known what he was working on, is that you are putting yourself in a very peculiar situation where, one, you're closing on the front end. You're paying fees, costs, everything associated with that to get it closed. You're rehabbing it and then you're refinancing it. So that's three different things happening, right? And at the refinance, you're paying another set of costs, the fees, the appraisal, everything that is associated with that refinance. But he's doing it in a compressed time frame. So he's doing it 2 months, right? Acquisition, refinance, and then owner finance. So ideally, all those things, all those moving parts are happening all at once. When he's going to do the refinance and those fees associated with it, boom, you got those. And then you got the owner finance transaction as well. Most of the time, the buyer is going to pay all those closing costs the way it's structured, and you're getting a down payment and all of that. What I wanted to bring to light was, look, if we put a fund model on this and you simply have a pool of capital that's available to go out and put the money to work into this strategy, then you're going to have a single close. The fund is going to buy it, own the property, and then you're going to be able to owner finance it with no problem, right? The problem with doing a wrap on a property that is basically owned by a bank, where you have a mortgage to the bank, they can call your loan. There's a thing in a deed of trust and a note that says, hey, if you change title without letting us know, we can call this loan, meaning it's due on sale. That's the clause. So the due on sale clause means once you sell this property through an owner finance or through a traditional sale, then our money's due. You need to pay us, right? And that's for good reason. And so when you stack all these loans, you're buying 5 a month and you've got 60 loans a year that you're owner financing or wrapping, there's a huge amount of liability associated with a bank potentially calling those notes, right? And there are strategies and things that people do. It's hectic, complicated, too many things, too many moving parts, and there's no need for that sort of, I guess, risk. De-risk the entire thing and do a single transaction. So again, my thoughts around it were create a fund. We're going to dump some money into the fund. So that's the, got to go out and raise the capital. This show is sponsored by Ridgeline Investment Group. Ridgeline has a track record of transacting more than $53 million in assets throughout Texas. Ridgeline is currently looking to acquire 100 to 200 unit Class B multifamily communities between $5 and $20 million in San Antonio, Temple, Waco, Tyler, and other secondary markets in Texas. To learn more about Ridgeline Investment Group, visit www.ridgelineig.com. All right, raise some capital, put some money into the fund, but then all the loans you're creating are just going to be based on a single owner finance rep. So then the fund goes from owning the real estate to then owning a note because we've sold the real estate and we created a note. And then we're just still taking that spread on the payments, spread on the equity. We're paying out basically a fixed preferred return to the limited partners in the fund. That's the whole idea, right? So that's a strategy and that's a way to use a fund. And so if you are seeing investors in your market working on some sort of model or trying to scale or trying to do something, you know, where they're buying a bunch of rehab properties, flipping them, and they don't have a fund set up for themselves and they're using hard money for that sort of deal, this is a strategy that you could implement or bring to their attention so that they could implement this on their own, or you could somehow help them with it. Huge value add, just knowing that as an agent and knowing the clients and customers that you have in your market, be able to bring something like this to them and just let them know this is available, this is out there, because it saves a significant amount of money from the investment side. So I love talking about this stuff. I love talking about funds. I love talking about how to structure deals and how to make these things happen. So if you have any questions about that and you want to chat with me about it, none of this is investment advice. I haven't said this enough apparently on this thing, and I don't have any of these legal disclaimers. So I need to start putting this out there, but this isn't investment advice. It's not legal advice. Seek out professionals when you are going to try to structure these things and when you're talking about them. This is just educational. So I want to bring something like this to light so that you can put this your quiver of arrows that you can use to go out and try to provide the best service possible to your customers, your clients, and just to expand your knowledge so that you can see what's possible so that you can get involved in doing these sorts of things as well. I literally just interviewed another top producer out of the Florida market, the Orlando market, and we're talking about how he is really focused on the medical office space, and his background and his family's background really is in real estate and in business, family physicians, but so he knows the physician market and he has a lot of friends that are physicians. And what he's been able to do since he is focused on the real estate side of it and doing medical office development and life sciences development and that sort of thing, because he is also a realtor, he is able to do their single family transactions and that sort of thing. And so he does a commercial side, he is able to broker the business side, and he does the single family side. And so just knowing, and he's also helping raise capital for deals without knowing that he could get paid for it. Like, that seems to be a common theme that I've talked to a lot of agents who are doing it without getting paid. And so hopefully this is helping educate you that you can get paid to raise capital for these deals and how to structure that sort of thing. So anyway, I say all of that to say that, like, he has created different arrows in his quiver so that he can go out and make money from multiple different streams. And so again, this is one way that you could add value, provide something to your clients, and give them an idea of how they could do it. I really wish when I was flipping a bunch of houses, I had thought about setting up a fund rather than individual deals, trying to go out and ask for money for every single deal or go to hard money lender or anything like that, because you can just operate a lot faster with lower fees and you can be the leader in a market if you have that sort of structure set up. So anyway, hope it was helpful. If you have any questions, by all means, reach out to me. Like I said, I geek out about this stuff. I really like talking about it. My email contact information is in the show notes, and by all means, reach out. Till next time, you guys have a great day. Bye now.
Surprisingly, most of the agents we speak with got into real estate hoping to gain passive income and become work optional. However, only 1 in 5 ever start investing. Most are simply too afraid to start. Once you get educated by listening to this show You'll be able to overcome that fear and become the 1 in 5 who are finding financial freedom. Don't miss a single episode. If you want to stay up to date, the best way is to make sure you're subscribed. So if you haven't done that, go ahead and do it now. And we'll catch you on the next episode.